It's great. 720 WGN. Hi, everybody. I'm Jane Manzouras at the Allstate Skyline Studio. Dave Schwann hanging around for the ride. I love that. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Glad to have you here. Hey, listen, the struggle is real, man.
threw me when you said we're going to talk about my struggle, and you had this sullen, serious look on your face.
I know. That was my tease to keep everybody listening, because all the men are going to be like, I'm out. Bye-bye. Listen, we know there's football season. We know there's hockey season, Christmas season, but guess what? It is wedding planning season. If you're in the thick of it, you know it's happening now, or you're in the thick of it like me. You don't know what's happening, and somebody slaps you in the face, and all of a sudden, you're at a fashion show, and everyone around you is like, oh, my wedding, we're doing this, and we're doing that. And everyone has a plan. Everyone is working with someone. They got everything picked for their wedding in November or next October or September, and I'm like, whoa, this wedding planning industry is literally a world of its own, and I didn't know it until I started planning my own wedding. And by the way, Dave, I waited a really long time. Right? I'm 170 years old. I'm finally getting married. But there are other people that get a tad overwhelmed.
You're still young.
Well, 171 almost. Other people that are maybe a tad overwhelmed like me, I've got the experts in to help. She is the group publisher for Modern Luxury Weddings, Amy Allen. Hi, Amy.
Hello, thank you.
And she is the wedding planner extraordinaire, Michelle Derpetti from Michelle Derpetti Events. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
I mean, this wedding thing is nuts. Why would you even want to plan a wedding?
Well, I mean, because love is the best thing ever, right? Of course you want to celebrate love.
I'm done. That's it.
It doesn't matter age, size, shape, anything. Like, love is love, and everyone loves to celebrate that. We do have some expectations these days in how we plan, and people, can get a little carried away. But that's why you rely on your experts to sort of keep you in realistic parameters for the direction you're heading and what you want to see your wedding become. And I think planning a wedding can definitely be, there's a lot of decisions that need to be made, but it shouldn't be overwhelming. You should be able to make them. If you can make informed decisions, that's the key to not feeling overwhelmed.
Well, what I mean by overwhelmed is this. I can plan an event, just give me anything, I'll plan an event in 4 days,
sure.
Right? I can just whip up the best fashion show you ever see. When it comes to wedding and you're talking to the experts, like, well, you have to use this. You can't use your videographers that you work with for your TV show. You can't use the photographer that takes your headshots. Like, it's got to be all wedding related. But because if you don't book the wedding people, then you've missed out on the wedding people. So it's a scramble, right? Does it feel like a scramble, or is it a scramble to me?
I feel like this might be a therapy session for me. Here's what I always say. So the wedding industry itself, like any industry, speaks its own language, and it has its own dynamic, and it moves at its own fluidity and rhythm. So the reason why a wedding professional will say, look to a wedding photographer or a wedding filmmaker or a wedding publication like Modern Luxury Weddings or a wedding planner for that expertise is because we speak that language every day. So just the way you speak the language of your profession, right? So you know it's you're fluent in it. So those events that you can put together really quickly, you do because you know them.
Right.
And that's what we do. So that's why we say come to us, because we know if there's a beautiful bow on the back of that dress, or you have a ring or something on your bouquet that is really meaningful, you're going to want that photo. Or intertwine some cultural traditional element to who you are as a couple or individually, who your family is. You're going to want to make sure that's fold it in and not be thinking about it. That's where we come in. And that's how we make it. That's why we are the experts that we are, because we speak that language. We're the guide.
And many of them work together so well. So having collaboration is super important. I know you came to our event.
Yeah.
So I was at the Modern Luxury Weddings event at the Waldorf on Wednesday night. It was a beautiful event. I loved it. And so I was like, well, I want to talk about this. And by the way, Amy, I'm holding the magazine.
Isn't it gorgeous?
This is like an encyclopedia.
Yeah.
So if you're
a great job.
If you're not going to look at Pinterest, you just go grab this. And it's Chicago-based.
It's all Chicago-based.
So this is what I love about this. And that's why I thought, well, wow, you're solving problems for... It's not me. There are many, many moms, brides.
100%. Grooms.
Grooms planning weddings happening this year.
Yes, our goal when we produce a wedding magazine isn't for it to just look beautiful, but we love Chicago, and Chicago wedding planning industry professionals run deep. We've got great talent here. So when you look through the magazine, you're looking at beautiful pictures, but then we give you actually where to go find them and create the wedding that you want.
Well, and Amy too, like, well, this magazine is so much better than Pinterest, because it's like you can feel it. It's like Sarah Jessica Parker when she was Carrie Bradshaw, how her soul was fed by Vogue.
Yeah,
like you can get fed off this magazine. Like,
wait,
you know,
I'm telling you, it's as thick as an encyclopedia. Does this come out? When does it come out?
So we actually only do 2 issues a year. So spring, summer, and fall, winter are the market trends. We even go to New York for a bridal market, and we look at the bridal fashion trends that pretty much kind of guide the look and feel a lot of the weddings that are happening.
So I want to get to this because our time is short, and I love that you guys are here. Give me some top trends for the weddings that we're seeing, because I remember back in the day, like high tall centerpieces, not for weddings, but just any event, tall centerpieces or appetizers on sticks were trends. What are we seeing now?
So one thing that I would say, because we could talk about this for hours.
I know.
I would say this. The biggest thing that I'm seeing emerge in the wedding industry is what we're seeing emerge sort of throughout life in general, and that's authenticity. So couples are making their weddings about them. They're creating this very layered experience throughout the day. We use the word experiential a lot. So your friends, your loved ones, and you as the bride and groom are experiencing entertainment and food and your vows and all of the various layers, floral, that come into the day, they matter to you. You're involved in it. It makes sense. It reflects who you are, your love story, and they kind of add up to allowing everyone to leave the day.
Yeah.
You're not going to remember every flower or every appetizer, right?
Or what my chair looks like.
Right.
Use the chairs you got at the venue. They look great.
Well, sometimes. But sometimes. Here's the deal. You will always walk away remembering how you felt.
Right, absolutely.
And that's what I would think. I think what I see more than ever now are my clients are looking for that. They want to create that feeling and then carry it with them long after the last dance.
So really quickly, because we're running out of time and I apologize for that, I'm going to say 3 words. You tell me which ones you like. Food stations, buffet, or plated?
I like stations.
I was going to say food stations.
Yeah, I don't like buffet. I don't like plate either. I like stations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Stations are fun.
How do we get the grooms and the dads? Because right now, half the listenership's like, ah, that's what my wife's doing. I'm not worried about it. Let's get dad involved.
My dad, loved that he was all about the music. He wanted a 16-piece orchestra. That was his thing. He went, he found it, he did it. Loved that.
You have to give them something that appeals to them. Is it the bar? Is it maybe a cordial cart after dinner? Is it the entertainment? Is there something?
Give them something that they love, that they're passionate about. Like, so my fiance loves photographers, so he's in charge of photography. I'm totally fine with that. A question here from 630. Surprise winter wedding. How do you get family and friends to the event without spoilers?
Without letting them know that it's a wedding?
Yeah.
Carefully. You know, you can say it's a dinner party. You can maybe tease that there might be something going on. I mean, I would really want to know who the client is and who the family is and how far logistically all of that before I answer. But I would say there's definitely a way to do it.
DIY decor. Is it good? Is it bad?
Stressful. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is. I make things, you know. And
What is your time worth?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a challenge.
You love to make stuff.
If you have that time.
Yeah. So then I would say think about like a favor or a smaller element that you could do in advance.
Okay. Best website to use, or is there one for your creating your website or creating a guest list?
Creating a guest list, there's several different options. I would say you can even start with something as easy as like Postable is really easy to use. But I always like, I'm kind of old school. I go to Excel and I just create it that way.
I love it. Michelle Derpetti from Michelle Derpetti Events and Amy Allen from Modern Luxury Weddings Chicago. You guys, I love that you're here. Thank you for answering my questions. How can people get a hold of you if they have more? Because the text messages are coming in like crazy. Amy?
They can find me at modluxweddings.com.
Okay, perfect. Amy Allen.
And for me, derpettyevents.com.
Okay, wonderful. You guys, I could talk to you for 3 hours, but we'll have to do that off the radio show. Okay.
We gladly.
Yes.
Thanks so much. All right. 720 WGN.